Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 23 minutes to 8, good morning, Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning, Mary. We're going to start with rugby, and Ireland have this morning named their side for Saturday's tough opening test against New Zealand. With the details, here's Michael Corcoran.
Johnny Sexton captains the team and is partnered at halfback by Jemison Gibson-Park. Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose line out in the centre, with James Lowe and Keith Earls on the wings and Hugo Keenan at full-back. Up front, Andrew Porter is named in the front row, having missed the final two games of this year's Six Nations Championship because of injury. He packs down alongside Dan Sheehan and Tadhg Furlong, with Tadhg Byrne and James Ryan in the second row. Peter O'Mahony is named in the back row alongside Josh Vanderfleer and Caelan Dorris, who plays at number 8. The replacements for the game are Dave Heffernan, Finlay Beelam, Keane Healy, who had an MRI scan on his injured leg today, and the fingers are being crossed that he will be fit enough to take the place on the bench, Kieran Treadwell, Jack Conan, Conor Murray, Joey Carberry and Bundy Aki.
All right, thanks for that, Michael. Now, in rugby's under 20 summer series tournament in Verona yesterday, Ireland were beaten 33-24 by South Africa. Now, the Irish Open Golf Championship has just got underway at Mount Juliet in Kilkenny. Let's go live to Greg Allen. Have you the Dublin rain, or what weather have you, Greg?
Yeah, there has been lots of rain overnight, but it's stopped now. But it means that we've got a very soft course and actually not too much breeze. And that all normally adds up to very good scoring conditions. Really, pro golfers love soft conditions. So I think lots of birdies will be on offer today if the rain stays away as it is now. We're just about 25 minutes away from two of the big stars of the Irish Open. Of course, they'll be hoping to get among the birdies, the two main Irish challengers, world number 24 Shane Lowry and world number 36 Seamus Power. They will start their first round off the 10th tee alongside the world number 27 in the Tyrrell Hatton. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. And for Lowry, who lives now these days in the United States, he's really enjoying the atmosphere here this week because he's actually only home again, and obviously as well playing in his National Open.
I haven't been home really all year. Got home after US Open. Nice to be back in Dublin for a while, and you know, get to see some of my friends and family, and you know, get to go to Croke Park on Sunday and stuff like that. It's nice to be able to do. It's nice to be able to come back and play a tournament, you know, play the Irish Open. But it doesn't go without as little stresses as well. And, you know, I've been busy since I got home. I've had a few golf days. And I have to admit, my life when I get back to Ireland is quite busy. But it's something that I wouldn't change for the world. And I'm just delighted to be here. And I'm just very hopeful that I can go and play some good golf this week.
You tweeted, I think, off to the fifth major. Yeah. And that's how you kind of still think of the Irish
Absolutely.
Open.
Absolutely. Like, I there's not many tournaments in the world that I'd rather win more than this. You know, I'd give anything to be standing there in the 18 green on Sunday. I'm going to do everything I can to be there. Yeah, Mount Juliet is going to have its challenges this week, and hopefully I can, you know, stand up to it. And when you actually think about it, this is our first proper Irish Open since Lahinch in 2019. And, you know, the first Irish Open since then, there's going to be, you know, 25,000 people there at the weekends. So it's exciting, and it's going to be great.
Lowry, one of 11 Irish players in the field. We'll be hearing from another of them, Padraig Harrington, the new US Seniors Open champion in an hour's time. And the first birdie of the tournament made by England's James Morrison. He's 1 under after one.
Good stuff. Thanks for that, Greg. Now, in tennis, two-time champion Andy Murray suffered his earliest Wimbledon exit ever as he lost in four sets against the American John Isner in the second round. Top seed Novak Djokovic looked every bit the dominant player who has won the last three Wimbledon titles. He cruised through to round three, as did the Spanish teen sensation and number five seed Carlos Alcaraz. In the women's singles, second seed Annette Kontaveit suffered a shock defeat at the hands of Germany's Julie Niemeyer, bowing out 6-4, 6-love in just under an hour. The US Open champion Emma Raducanu was beaten again, as was the former champion Gabriel Muguruza. The Leitrim GA Management Committee has recommended that Andy Moran's current two-year term in charge of the county footballers be extended to include the next two seasons up to the end of 2024. And we have two race meetings this evening at Bellewstown and Tipperary.